Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists. I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and I'm joined today by the very funny Verona Rose. We talk about lots of things, from race and diversity in the TV industry to that time Verona's boobs fell out of her top whilst she was being filmed horse riding for a television show. That show is Pants on Fire, and we're told that the episode is due to air on the 8th of December, so I'm definitely going to be tuning in for that. Verona is also going to be on 8 out of 10 Cats that same night, so look out for those shows. For now, though, enjoy the podcast. Verona Rose is a brilliant comedy writer and performer who I met about 5 years ago when we co-created Girls Go Trolling, a comedy prank show for Channel 4. Since then, Verona has created BBC Three short-form series Fully Blown with her comedy partner Donna Preston. She recently starred in E4's comedy entertainment show Pants on Fire, as well as ITV2's comedy entertainment show Hey Tracy and Channel 4's Celebrity Come Dine With Me. I should also mention that Verona was in my award-winning web series Baby Shower, which you should all watch on Turtle Canyon's YouTube channel. Currently, Verona is developing her own sitcom, Treatment, set in a black hair salon. Verona also has her own podcast, See You Next Lifetime, and I'm very excited about having her on mine.
Thank you for having me. Welcome. You've done your research, honey.
I know, right? You've done so much stuff since I last saw you.
Oh, thank you.
And how's Treatment going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. That's another thing as well. So we've the GoFundMe has ended. We're now working with a production company, which is really cool.
Because
I was like, oh, I don't want to go with a production company, but now we are with a production company developing it, and pushing it to higher heights, hopefully.
Nice. Can you talk to me about the muse you've chosen for us today? What we're going to draw?
I just thought I wanted something that, like, I love. I mean, I know, like, I've got a blonde wig on at the moment, and I don't know, like, actually, I called myself yesterday Marilyn Ponroad.
I love it.
But I've chosen this one because I love the hair. So it's afro. I love afro hair. Mm-hmm. My natural hair is afro, and it's a very beautiful photo or painting. Yeah, so that's why I've chosen it.
Yeah, so who's it by?
Do you know what? That's terrible. I should know who it's by, shouldn't I? And I just typed in online afro hair. Pictures.
And it was the first thing that came up.
Well, one of them, yeah.
I love it. So it's a really brightly coloured woman. She's got one hand in front of one of her eyes. And then there's quite a lot of text as well within her.
And
afro.
I don't know what that says. So what, if it's swearing and stuff, actually, I don't think it's even English.
It says bracelet, pants, leather, shirt, love.
I think all these words are in her head. So it's just, you know, showing the inside of a black woman's head with these words like pants. And
all black women think about is pants.
Basically.
Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yeah.
I love it. So what are you going to use today to, are you drawing, right?
Yes, but I have to warn you, I can't draw. Like, I'm terrible.
Oh, perfect. You've chosen quite a difficult portrait then for someone who can't draw.
I know. I like a challenge. So we have...
Oh, nice.
We have some pencils.
Nice coloured pencils. I'm going to be using some standard, different range of lead pencils, but then I've also got some markers that actually are quite similar colours to the... painting.
That's clever.
Got a sort of bright pink, yellow, orange, blue.
So have I've got this. Does that help? Will that help
What's
me?
That?
It's a highlighter.
Is that a tampon?
Highlighter.
Yeah, great. So right, I might start then while we chat.
Okay, cool.
What sort of paper have you got?
A4 printing paper.
Nice. Mine's a sketchbook, which is slightly smaller. I think it's A5.
Oh, cool.
It might not fit on the whole afro, but we shall see. So I saw on Come Dine With Me that you can do balloon art. Is that true?
Yes. I used to be a clown. So
amazing.
Like, and do children's parties. So yeah. I'm a writer.
I always thought that was the coolest thing ever, if you can make a dog out of a balloon.
Oh, can you do them?
No. Are they really hard?
No, not really. YouTube helps loads. Back in the day, it was like you could get a book to do it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what we should have done, made some balloons.
Oh, there you go.
Next time.
Yeah.
So would you consider yourself an artist, Verona?
Not a drawing artist, no, not like when it comes to, I mean, at the moment my front room is an absolute tip because I'm doing DIY and I'm getting a bit carried away with it, and that everything is just a mess now. I don't know what I've done. I've been sticking my fingers together.
Was that the aim?
It wasn't the aim.
Is that what you set out to do?
The aim was to make my place look nicer.
What are you building?
Well, I'm just making my kitchen look nicer. Well, I'm saying my front room, but it's because I've put everything from my kitchen in the front room. Just trying to make my kitchen look a bit nicer.
Yeah.
And that's it. But what I've done, and I thought was really clever, was got all that sticky stuff. So I changed like my worktops. But I've done some painting as well. And at the moment, luckily I've not got paint on anything because normally it would be everywhere.
You're a messy worker.
I'm just so messy. Like this... this picture is going to be so messy, and I apologise in advance.
No, express yourself.
I'm starting again.
You're starting again?
Yeah.
Let's see what happened.
I don't know. Oh, can you see it?
It looks like a blank page to me.
It's not.
Very minimal. Can you believe it's 5 years ago since we did Girls Go Trolley?
I cannot believe it in the slightest bit. I was thinking about it this morning. I was just like, wow, it was pretty cool. I enjoyed that.
And Pants on Fire, was that a fun show to do?
Pants on Fire was great, yeah, because there was lots of travelling involved. Lots of, I ate a little bit too much, but, you know, there was a lot of challenging oneself to do things that one may not normally do.
What was the thing you found most challenging?
I think climbing the mountain. So we climbed up a mountain and then had to abseil down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it was just, I don't know if it was because we were tired, but we walked up there. And then by the time we got to the top, Donna and I, by the time we got to the top, I don't know what I've done with this mouth. I'm just confused as to where I was going with this.
Keep going.
What was I doing? I'm confused now. So Donna and I, I'm going to do this darker so you can see it more. We got to the top and we just both burst into tears.
Aww.
Crying our eyes out. And then they put me, when we got to the top, they put everyone in like a, you know, what's it called? Do you know that abseiling stuff? The whole,
like the harness.
Yeah, the harness.
Stuff.
They put me in like this little pant thing and everyone had the big, looked all secure, and I was like, why have I got, like, so I was at the top of the mountain crying my eyes out in like these little...
Why did they not give you a proper harness?
No, they didn't. And I don't understand, you guys just trying to kill me. And then someone went down the mountain and got another one.
Only after you burst into tears, like,
basically.
Fine.
Yeah.
How was horse riding on television?
Oh gosh, that's actually that's come, that's because that episode didn't air, but it's airing now on the 8th of December, and I'll tell you what, if you haven't seen my titties already, you're gonna see them now. Oh gosh,
is that me or the listeners?
Everyone's gonna see them. Everyone.
Really?
I just can't. Yeah, I'm not even, obviously I won't say what happens, but I'm just like, you know, I tried, and you know, everyone loves a tryer.
What did you try?
I tried horse riding, and it went terribly wrong.
It went tits up.
It went tits up. Yes. Tits,
literally.
Literally tits up. Is there any way that I can hand this over to you, part of mine, for you to like just neaten it up?
I don't know if Zoom has the capacity for us to do that, but we can try. I'm struggling to leave enough sort of space around the face for the text. Have you written any text in?
No, I'm still on the mouth. Come on. This is a disaster. Whose idea was it to pick this picture?
You have chosen quite a difficult one.
Oh, is it quite difficult? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, don't be too harsh on yourself. Faces are very hard to do.
Yeah, they're not easy. I love your
faces
art,
and hands, and she's got a hand covering part of her face, so extra challenge.
There you go. We like a challenge around here.
So have you got any favourite artists?
Do you know what? It's quite terrible, actually. I'm not very cultured, apart from a bit of West Indian culture. I don't really know. I mean, I've got a nice... who's it by? So my partner's friend is like a big artist. I should know. It's a really nice kind of term because I've got my laptop. I can't turn my laptop around. It's really, really nice. It's called The Watchman or something, The Pieces. It's really nice. Should I try and show you? But then I might, if I turn it and then it, my, oh no, I've got a delivery. It's
that?
A delivery.
Delivery. That's fine.
Can I go and get it? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, all right. That's all right. So what stage are you out of treatment then?
Treatment. So it's, I don't know how much, I don't even know how much to or not to say. It's, we're developing it. So it's development stages, I guess. And it's had a bit of interest, so we're just hoping that it gets picked up and you know, made, which would be amazing.
Why was it important for you to make it with Black LGBTQ plus representation in front of and behind the camera?
Because I know great. The thing is, I'm very aware that you know, the majority of England isn't, you know, I this is a really tough one for me because I always like, I've started to see, I'm going to go around the block with this, Annie, okay?
Yeah.
So I've started, when I go back to Southampton, because I've got a TV, but I don't watch TV, like, really, at here. So when I go to my parents, and I'm my parents, they have the TV on all the time. And I'm very aware there's all of these adverts, and every advert is brown person, black person, you know? Which is great, but then also what we have to remember is not everywhere is diverse or multicultural as London. So where I'm from, this is where I'm going around the houses, where I'm from, you know, where I grew up, there were no other black people apart from my family, to the point where I was the only black person in my school at one point when my brother had left.
Really?
Yeah, which is, you know, that's just, that's how I, you know, I know life to be. Girl, I'm sorry, this wig is not doing it for me today. I'm sorry, I keep talking about the wig. Girl,
I love the wig.
Oh, thank you. So although I do think we need more representation, and I actually do feel a little bit uncomfortable sometimes. Not that I don't want to see the growth, but I'm aware that we're such a small percentage of the population that to see, you know, so many black people on TV all the time, that for the average person that lives in Cornwall or Plymouth that doesn't see brown people, that must be effing annoying a little bit, right? So I'm aware of that. I just wanted to say that because I can imagine it would be a bit annoying, but also I wanted to do it because and I wanted to produce it myself because sometimes I feel like there's this thing of excuse me, please can you help us, because you know. And you know, I did milk that a bit. Oh, you know, because we're black, you know. Sorry, Annie, I'm going around the houses, man. I don't even know what I'm saying. But it was important to me because I feel like there's a lot of brown, black, LGBTQ people that get looked over. And definitely. For me, for many years, you know, I'm not from London. Mm-hmm. So for me, for many years, being at school, even though I was the fastest at school, I didn't run for the school. Can I do what you just done there?
I'm listening, but my felt tip got really dry, so I just was trying to subtly lick it.
I'm like, oh, this is what artists do. Hold on.
It's definitely not. It's just my pen's running out.
Okay. Yeah, so that's
You were the fastest in your school, but you weren't allowed to run for your school.
I didn't run for my school, yeah. And then, like, there were loads of weird...
That's insane.
Yeah, there were loads of little weird things that, you know, that happened at school, like, that I just didn't get recognised for, even though I, you know, like, it's very difficult to explain, but like my younger brother, I'm 10 years older than my brother. I'm 16 years older than my sister, same parents, just put that out there. And their life has been different to mine. So I just thought it's very, I do waffle. I thought it was very important to just have something that, you know, so that we're not tokens, so that it's not, you know, you're the token here. You know, you come into a situation and I always feel like, oh my gosh, am I just here because they needed a brown person, you know? So, that's why it was very important to me. I got there in the end. Sorry if you're like waffling.
No, not at all. But when you say your experience is very different from your siblings, do you mean that, do you think it's a bit easier for them now because representation is starting to get more balanced? Or
yeah, I think people are a lot more open-minded and less judgmental. So I think that they got better opportunities than me and my... So there's three older ones and then there's two younger ones. There's five of us in total. But I feel like they got, they've had better opportunities. They would have have been acknowledged for their achievements and things like that. Whereas I feel like the older ones were not acknowledged for our achievements, because as my German teacher told me at school, every single person in the school is racist. And if they want to, if they wish to use that against you, then that's up to them. That's what my teacher told me in year 9.
Right.
So I think that things are changing. People are becoming more open-minded. Everyone is the bloody same, you know. And I've been victim to thinking that, oh, we're all different and blah blah blah, but we're not. It's just ridiculous. We're all exactly the same, and we all have the same wants and needs in life, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's mainly my reasons for wanting to make sure that, you know, these people that sometimes don't have a voice, and I know it seems like maybe now to some people that, oh, you guys have got loads of stuff. There's just, you know, and the other thing for me, Annie, that I always say is that my upbringing is completely different to, you know, like people like to put everyone in boxes. I don't want to be in a box. Don't put me in a box, because my upbringing is different to... Is my upbringing is going to be more, my culture is going to be more like the white people that I grew up around than the other black females that look like me in London, you know, because I grew up doing completely different things to these guys.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I think the important thing about treatment, especially, is the focus on the people behind the camera. And I think it's so rare, from my experience of any sort of small bits of filming or TV that I've done, it's so rare that you see women behind the cameras, but it's even more rare that you see people of colour at all behind the scenes. So I think the fact that you're, you know, holding that in such high importance is really, really good.
Thank you.
Hopefully something that will change.
I hope so. And I wanted to put that disclaimer out there, because that I know, you know, that black people are such a small percentage of the population.
Is that true?
Of course. Here, like, we're like, should we Google?
3% in the UK. God, that's way lower than I realised.
Yeah, so we're such a small, small percentage. But especially when you live in London, you just think that, you know, you walk outside your door and you see everyone, you know?
Yeah. But then I guess you must have felt that being a minority in Southampton, if you were the only black person other than your brother at your school, that must have had an impact on you.
Do you know what? It didn't have an impact on me until I left. It's not until I left school that I was like, and so one of my friends was like, she said to me, do you remember when we used to call you Black Lightning? I was like, what? I didn't know anyone called me Black Lightning. Who the hell is Black Lightning?
sounds like a cocktail.
Do you know, I want to try it. But she called me, she said, do you remember that? And I moved to London. So I moved to London when I was 16 to go to the Brit school. And when she said that, I was just like, oh. So I've been at school like a black goat, like, you know, dancing around, because I was like, although I, you know, I was semi-intelligent and, you know, done my work, I was like the black goat. So that really hit me when I came here. And the first time I came to London, I had black friends for the first time ever. So going to Brit school, and then it hit me. Before that, I was fine.
Yeah,
before that, I was just like...
Sorry, just to clarify, that 3% was from a census done in 2011.
Okay.
So that might have... Well, I assume that would have gone up since then. But it was interesting in your podcast. I think it was the first episode where you're talking to another actor. I can't quite
Anika,
remember her name.
Anika Goldborn.
Anika, yeah. And you're discussing like castings and hair and makeup and just the absolute shit show that is that goes on in the industry with black people. And you said there was a time where they asked you to come as yourself.
Yeah.
Urban.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Yes.
And I just couldn't believe. I mean, I can sadly believe that that's happened.
Yeah.
But it's just so embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That they think that's acceptable.
I mean, why am I urban? It's like by default, if you're black, that you're automatically urban.
Hasn't that word been sort of stopped now from being used in castings and
things?
Has
it actually?
I think there was a bit of a backlash recently. I can't remember exactly when, but I remember, you know, people saying this is not acceptable anymore. Because if you get a casting through and it says urban, the subtext is that they're looking for
a black person.
Black person.
It's ridiculous. But I mean, I can get urban like real quick. But
that's not the point.
Exactly. I'm not urban. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it means. Don't know what they mean by it.
That's just sort of vague term anyway, isn't it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So do you enjoy going to galleries? Is that something you would do for fun, or is that not really?
Do you know what? I do, and I should do it more. You know, it's one of those things. It's so weird because being in London, there's so much to do, but you never really get around to doing it. And I've got so much on my doorstep and I just don't do it. So I'm going to start now.
Yeah.
Now I'm an artist.
Yeah, exactly. It is hard though. You take it for granted, don't you?
Yeah.
Whereas when you go on holiday, you do all the cultural things, but when you live in the city, you just
exactly.
Don't get around to it as much.
Did you grow up in London?
Yeah, I did, in North London.
Oh, okay.
So near Swiss Cottage, which is where I am now. Actually.
Proper Londoner, because I find like in our industry, you don't always meet people that are from London, that I always meet people that have just come into London to perform, sort of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I need a black.
You're Southampton last then?
Yeah, born and raised, babes.
Would you ever want to go back there to live?
I'm actually in the process of moving back. So yeah.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Just to be near family. To start a family and have a bigger place, babe, because I can afford a nice house there, whereas here,
I know, it's a joke.
So yeah, it's not like I really want to go back, but my whole family's there, my partner's family's there, but you know, and so when we have kiddies and stuff, we'll have someone to look after them.
Yeah,
for months.
Strategic move.
Yeah,
to get some free babysitting.
Basically.
Oh, I've just gone over the eye with sort of black eyeliner.
Oh, nice. You sound like you're just, you sound like you just know what you're doing. I've gone over the, I've done a black eyeliner. Have you done black eyeliner hair?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
where
yeah.
I've done mine.
It does look like she's got a fair bit of eyeliner on, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, she does have a lot on.
So what's been your best and worst job so far?
Best and worst jobs?
Quite a hard question.
Yeah, that's a really hard question. I'm working on a Netflix show at the minute that I'm really, ooh. And I really wanted to do it for ages. I'm not like a massive part, but that's yeah. really, just because it's Netflix, I'm just like, yeah, Netflix. That's yeah. really, it's really, really cool to go on that and, you know, have a trailer for the first time and to feel a little bit important.
Yeah.
But
that's so cool.
Yeah. But worst job. Girls go troll it. No, I'm joking.
I know. So you said you've got a piece of art, which is your boyfriend's mate.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Can I text him and ask him?
Text and ask him what his name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, let me ask him. Hold on.
I just wondered, have you got any other art that you own? Or
yes, I've got like loads of stuff. I've got some bits from Africa. So I've got like this big, like African thing here on the wall that is from that's from South Africa. I've got mm-hmm. I've got three from the same person, and they're from Ghana. You see that?
Yeah. Oh wow.
And then that
yeah, really
that
cool.
one is from South Africa as well. Like the face is like being shaded out. It's like almost maybe it's on a black canvas and the face has been shaded out with white. Really nice.
Gonna have to lick my pen again.
I'm actually, should I have used pens and not pencil?
No, not at all. I'm only using these pens because the colours are just like quite weirdly, quite bang on the actual colours in the painting you've chosen.
Okay.
Sorry if you can hear banging. That's the builders downstairs.
Oh, gosh. It's all right.
They don't care about my art podcast.
Are they at yours, are they? Or
no, they were at ours for ages, but they're now at the guy downstairs. They're putting a floor in for him or something.
Oh, okay.
They're really selfish. And how was Hey Tracy? You were great
oh,
on that.
I loved it. It was so much fun. It was really, really good fun. Yeah, I was glad to be asked to do it, actually. So it was weird because it was really one of the first things since I've been doing these little bits. It's one of the first things I've been asked to do on my, obviously Donna's is Tracy. So it was almost like, oh, how is this going to go? You know, like you better bring it, basically, because I didn't want it to be like, oh, okay, she's good when she's with Donna, but when she's on her own, you know? So
it definitely relieves some pressure in a way being in a double act, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah.
But then,
because you're in a double act, aren't you?
Yeah, we actually haven't done it for a few years, but we might still do a new show.
I hope
Jack
you do.
Barry, who I do it with, does stand up as well. So we both had a break from doing Twins, which was the double act, but we. Yeah, I think it'd be fun to come back to.
I really hope you do. I really, really do.
How did you and Donna meet?
We met. We were just so naughty. We were doing, I used to do like a lot of background work. You know, like essays.
Supporting artists?
Yeah, supporting artists. Yeah. I just don't like, you know, the word extra. I just think it's like, So, yeah, I used to do a lot of that. And there was a show we were doing in Peckham called Youngers. It was an E4 show.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just getting a new pen. That's okay. One sec. Luckily, I've got a spare black felt tip on my bed. sorry, you're doing a show for E4, did you say?
Yeah, Donna and I were in like a party scene. We were doing background on it.
Mm-hmm.
We were just being really naughty. And like, we were like, as soon as the camera comes round, like, you know, because the party scene, when the camera comes around, let's see who can get the most of these in. Like this. We just go, ridiculous.
For the listener, Verona's doing a sort of blowjob mime. Oh,
sorry. Yeah.
No,
so
don't apologize.
Blowjob mime. Blah, 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 blah. We were doing that. And, then we were like, she's really cool. And we never saw each other ever again. And then we I posted, oh, I'm trying to get an agent. And she was just really sweet and was like, oh, why don't you try this person? And I tried them, but no luck. And and then after that, we both auditioned for the same role. I don't know how to do the hand. I don't even know how to start.
Yeah, hands are an absolute nightmare.
So, yeah, we both auditioned for that same role and for this, like, comedy thing that would be these two girls going abroad. Well, actually, it wasn't going to be that. We auditioned for the same role and then they changed it and they were like, oh, we like you and this other person and we're going to put you both in it. And it was this thing called Dick in Ibiza.
I think you called me about that once.
Yes, I did call you about it. Yeah.
Yeah. That I think that was just before they'd seen Donna or something.
No.
And you were like,
No. Was it? No, there was another
I just
role.
Remember being at work and getting a call from you and being like, baby, you're free to go to Ibiza on Friday. And I was like,
no. Well, I can't remember what. Yeah, but yeah, like, so I did call you about it. Yeah, I remember. It was there was another role in it. Yeah, it was cool. It was good fun. But I mean, maybe me and Donna just cry. We by the third day, I was crying. By the third day, I was crying because they worked us so hard. Like, but cause we didn't have hair, we didn't have makeup, and it was like 13-hour day shoots.
Yeah,
and they were like, everyone was off having their lunch and dinner, and Donna and I were having to do our makeup.
Oh God.
So, yeah, third day we're in a nightclub, and it's like certain type of music, like boof boof boof. I just started feeling sick and I was just like, they were like, Verona, you're next, and I couldn't get up. I was just like, and they were like, what's wrong? And I had these like massive star glasses on and and my hair in these big bobbles, and I was just like, they were like, what's wrong? I was like, I can't move. But to be honest with you, that was, I couldn't move because I had an autoimmune disease that I barely knew about then, and so I was just like,
oh no.
Yeah, so it was difficult, but that's how Donna and I met.
So what was the premise of that show?
So it was about these two girls that go to Ibiza to try and get laid, basically. But like, that was it.
Did you go method with it?
But is my boyfriend going to hear this? I shouldn't call him my boyfriend. I don't call him my boyfriend. What am I talking about? No, we didn't. No, we didn't. I mean, no one would look at us, babe. So it was good fun though, and it was all improvised.
Oh nice.
So I mean, this hand is wonderful. My hand is great.
I think I'm gonna go back to pencil now.
So the guy is called Joseph Loughborough.
Did you say Joseph Loughborough? Is that what you said?
No, it's not Loughborough, actually, it's Loughborough.
Loughborough.
Yeah.
So what, he did the painting that's in your house? Is it a painting or a print?
It's a print. Oh, it's called The Blind Navigator. I got it. What did I say? I can't remember what I said it was before. The Watchman.
You said The Watchman. Yeah. Yeah. Close enough.
Close enough. The Blind Navigator, it's called. Really cute.
The Blind Navigator. A good name, actually.
Yeah. This is really therapeutic, isn't it?
It is, actually, yeah.
I love it.
I find it quite calming. Would you ever normally sit down to do some drawing, or is this?
No, never, because I just can't do it. But what I do, I've got like a adult colouring book, so that's why I've got the pens and stuff. And I love stationery, so I have like just stuff just for the sake of it.
Yeah, I love stationery too.
It's the best, isn't it?
Remember smelly gel pens?
Oh my gosh, they were the best. And when you were at school, you just keep on, you know those pens, you didn't really, I feel like I just used to use them for the sake of using them, so just like kind of waste them rather than use them. I do you know what, do most people call you, because I always call you Annie McGrath, does everyone just call you that
as opposed to
Annie?
What do they either call me, my first name or my first name and my surname?
Yeah,
is that the question?
Yeah, sorry. I need to stop saying sorry. I think I've said sorry about a million times today. Sorry, Annie McGrath.
Most people call me Annie, but then I guess it depends. If there's more than one Annie in a place, then they probably use my surname.
As well, know. Okay. I wonder why I'm always like, I said to my partner, I've got a podcast with Annie. I'm doing Annie McGrath's podcast today. Maybe that's why, because I'm like telling him. He's like, oh, from Girls Go Trolling.
Do you know any other Annies?
Do I know any other Annies? Oh, well, my friend Anika, she calls herself Annie.
Maybe that's why then.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'd call her.
You're the only Verona I know, I think.
So. Really? And the sad thing is Verona's not even my first name.
Well, I was going to ask you about this. Is it Catherine?
How did you know?
Because on your podcast, I was like, oh my God. So you interview your old drama teacher.
He's the best.
And he called you Catherine at one point, and I was like, that's so embarrassing. He's got her name wrong on her podcast. But she's being really polite and not referencing it.
No.
But then he did it later on as well. He called you Catherine, and I was like, maybe Verona's a stage name.
I'm like, Mr. Wheeler, Mark Wheeler, stop. Yeah, Verona's my middle name.
Interesting. So you're Catherine Verona Rose?
I'm actually... Gosh, I'm Catherine.
It's full of lies.
Everything, I'm a lie, babe. I'm Catherine Verona Gordon.
Gordon.
So different from Rose, eh? Nice. But the reason I chose Rose was because...
Oh, what, Gordon is your surname?
Gordon's my surname.
Ah.
Rose is my stage name and Verona is my middle name.
So you're actually called Catherine Gordon?
Catherine Gordon.
Wow, you think you know someone?
Yeah, it's all been built on lies, babe.
Oil or watercolour?
Oil.
Contemporary or cubism?
Yeah. Cubism.
Be bricky or gap C?
Be bricky.
Baby shower or bath?
Baby shower.
Singing or dancing?
Dancing and singing.
Portrait or landscape?
Portrait.
Fashion show or wedding show?
Wedding.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
Can you say no?
Tortured artist or logical banker?
Tortured artist.
Talk about or think about art?
Talk about.
Looking at a painting close up or further back?
Further back.
Private view or view of privates?
View of privates.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
Tricky question. I don't really know what it means, but I'm gonna say still life. Oh, I get what you mean. Life.
Horse riding or kayaking?
Horse riding.
Pooing or weeing yourself?
In public? Weeing. Pooing, because you can clean it up easier.
Really? I'm absolutely baffled. You're the second person of three to answer pooing for that question. And I don't get it. Art or tech?
Tech. Oh no, art. Forget that. Sorry. Art.
Art or books?
Art. Unless it's a picture book.
Art or food?
Food.
Is what you do art?
Yes.
Black lightning or white lightning?
White lightning, the drink in the park when you're 16.
And finally, dicks or pussies?
Honey, child, I like both.
Thank you very much.
As long as it's clean. Can I be honest with you? I'm gonna do this. Like, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start drawing. Feel emo like right now, and I'm not trying to be like over the top. But I feel so emo because this has been amazing.
Oh, good.
Like, thank you for
asking. It's relaxing, isn't it?
It really is. Like, thank you for asking me because, as I say, this is
No,
just,
thank you for coming.
I'm going to do it again. I mean, this isn't the greatest. Who's going first?
Go on, then. I love it.
Can you even see it?
Yeah, it's quite sort of Picasso-esque. I like how you've just focused on the features. Like, you get a sense of the whole thing, but it also looks quite sort of fragmented. And like stylized, so the eye really stands out, the mouth, the hands. Will you move it a little bit closer to the camera? Yeah, I'm into that actually.
Thank you.
Technique, I'm gonna give you an 8.
Oh my gosh, an 8.
I really like it. I like the choice of colour. I think you've got the composition pretty much bang on. Commitment, I'm gonna have to mark you down because even though I like how sort of stylized and abstract it is. You haven't written any of the text in. I'm going to give you a 6.
A 6? My mum's coming up the school after school today.
So overall grade, I'm going to give you a high B.
Yay! Oh, thank you. I love it. I feel like I've been to school. Thank you so much.
So and you get a gold star as well. So now you have to do mine.
Oh my effing what? Obviously you're an art. This is amazing. Annie, can I have this?
Yeah.
Can I actually?
Yeah.
Babe, this is amazing.
Thank you.
Did you draw the original?
I imagine that's the twist. I'm the artist behind the original afro.
This is bloody brilliant. Like, I'm gonna do I need to mark you?
Yeah.
Okay,
so same sort of commitment technique.
So for commitment, Annie McGrath, I would like to award you 10 because I feel like you've really gone, you know, you've gone above and beyond your station here. You've put the writing in. You've done an afro. It's not easy to comb an afro, and I feel like that's a combed afro. You've done a great job. You've put that in it. This is bloody brilliant. It's great. Absolutely brilliant. So you got a 10
for that.
I
love your enthusiasm. Thank you.
I was like, expecting to see what I've done. So what else is there? For your technique now.
Technique
yeah. Your composition and your spatial awareness and the shapes and sizes of stuff. I'm going to also give you a 10. I think it's wonderful. It really is.
Aww,
this is great. I actually fancy her shoulder. Why? That's weird, isn't it?
No, not at all.
And what else am I offering, giving you?
Then just a grade.
Grade. You are going to be an A-star pupil today. I think you've done a great job. This is so good.
God, what a self-esteem boost. I needed that. Thanks, Verona.
Oh, that's so awesome. This mine could go to bed.
Hope you enjoyed the episode. If you want to see mine and Verona's drawings, then follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Art Pod. Remember to watch Verona on Pants on Fire and Cats on the 8th of December. Follow Verona on Instagram and Twitter at TheVeronaRose. I'm at Annie McTweet on Twitter and at McGrath.Annie and at McGrath.Art on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. Goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.